Hi there, I'm Erin Michelle Soto. I'm on Studio City on Amazon Prime, and I am on School of Hollywood.
Sit back and listen, because today's School of Hollywood could help you book a job. We've got an exciting show lined up for you. I want to remind you, if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, wherever, be sure to click the like button and follow us, okay? So let's get started with today's show because it's really, really good. Well, welcome to the School of Hollywood, Erin. And we met just a couple weeks ago on a Zoom call with a bunch of actors, and it was a pleasure to have a chat with you then. So how did you start your first day out of 2021?
First day on 2021, I woke up, I relaxed a little bit. It was really nice to do that because it's been pretty busy. Studio City just came out, and so that was really exciting. And so I just woke up, I relaxed a little bit, and then I did a little bit of promotion.
Fabulous. Do you do any journaling in the morning?
Actually, every single morning I wake up, and the first thing I do is I meditate. I believe that meditation is super important. It kind of gets my day set and ready to go. And then I do a gratitude list. And those two things are really important to me to just kind of get my day up and ready to go and moving forward. Sometimes I stretch a little bit, but those are the two main things that I always do every single morning just to kind of get my day going and in a positive mindset. And then I drink some coffee.
What brand of coffee?
Any kind of coffee that gets me up, but I love different flavored kinds of coffee. Just anything that tastes good. Sometimes it can be hazelnut, or right now I have this peppermint kind, or if I want to splurge, I'll go somewhere and buy some.
As you were growing up as a kid, what were your hobbies?
Hobbies. I was actually an athlete growing up, so I was into sports. I mean, I did musical theater and stuff like that, but I danced, I did ballet, tap, jazz, and I also did gymnastics. And my parents kept me super busy. I think I was a little bit ADD, and I ran track. So I was just constantly moving around and doing things.
Wow, it sounds like you were pretty active as a kid. Did you do any plays growing up?
I did. My very first play, I was cast in Rapunzel when I was little as Rapunzel. And it was really fun. I believe I was 8 or 9, and it was amazing. I just remember the moment when I read those lines that I just knew it was my role. I expressed it with my full feeling. It was like, I'm gonna do this. This is I feel it. I know that I am Rapunzel. And the next thing I heard was I had the role.
Great. Were there any role models that you watched in movies and TV as a kid?
Oh gosh, everybody. I feel like I feel like I've seen. I did watch this movie. I watched a ton of Disney movies. My grandma has the entire collection of every single Disney movie that comes out is she owns. And so I've seen them from the very beginning of time. And one of them is a very old one, Peter Pan. And I saw Peter Pan and I saw Wendy and them that they, you could fly. And for some reason, I just saw that movie and that you can fly. And for some reason, that just made me realize that I can dream and that I can fly and do whatever I want.
Here's a question for you that's going to kind of maybe hit you to think a moment. It's a trivia question. What is your favorite TV show that starts with an S?
That one's challenging. TV show that starts with an S. I might have to come back to Studio City.
I wondered if you would get your own TV show on that one. I had to throw that one out there. You play two characters. Tell us about your character.
I do. And actually, we just wrapped the first season. So, yes, now we're on the second season. I play two characters. I play Christina and I play Anastasia, Christina Pavlova, who is also Anastasia. So, Christina is an actress and she's an actress on the TV show Hearts of Fire. And on Hearts of Fire, she plays Anastasia. So she's a soap star.
So what's the real life girl do? Is she a troublemaker? What's her story outside of being on the screen?
Her story, well, that story is just starting to get revealed in these next ones, which are starting to come out. So I don't want to reveal too much, but, and it's actually just starting to unfold this season, the last several episodes. So I don't want to reveal too much. And also I'm still learning even more about what's going to happen from there. But I think that, let's see here. What can I reveal? She definitely is an empathetic person, and things can go in multiple directions for her.
That works without getting you in trouble on your NDA. Where is your favorite place to eat in Studio City?
I actually really love Sun Cafe.
Okay, I've been there. Actually, good food as well.
Yeah, it's been kind of my go-to place lately. I enjoy Sun Cafe.
Back on Studio City, one thing we didn't touch on is the fact that it's got a few Emmys. Tell us about that, because that's big news, especially for your career.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It's really exciting. You know, it just kind of happened, because I mean, Studio City is just in season one, and it was one of those things where everything collectively really came together. I think that it's the cast, the crew, the creativity, the writing. Part of it is, I say that, like, not only was there strong creativity, but everybody really genuinely gets along and really likes each other. So it's, we have to start with that. But everything just really started to piece together. There's so much creativity, and it ended up with 8 Emmy nominations. And that's really amazing and cool for having for this just being the first one. And so it had 8, and then Tristan Rogers ending up winning one. So it was fabulous. So, yeah.
That is great. I remember him from General Hospital, a great actor.
Yeah.
And I actually got to work with him on GH many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah.
Who have you studied with in Los Angeles? And is there any books that you grab for acting inspiration on your shelf?
Yeah. Well, this pandemic, I started studying with Howard Fine. Howard Fine is a phenomenal coach. And also Marilyn McIntyre at Howard Fine. So I find that that's a great studio to study at. I look forward to taking more classes and improving and getting better even there. So there's that location. I also have really gotten into Shakespeare, and it sounds really strange because Shakespeare's not a typical, I mean, we aren't doing Shakespeare on camera, but what it did is it's gotten me to pay more attention to words, to articulate, to enunciate, and then pay attention to people's dialogue, because people like Aaron Sorkin, you need to get word perfect and pay attention to the periods, the commas, when to stop, when to start, as well as comedy, you need to have that timing. So I started studying Shakespeare, and it's kind of helped me in that aspect. So I've studied with Theatricum Botanicum at Shakespeare, and it's really made a huge drastic change for me.
Another big, big question here for you. What has been the biggest risk that you've taken in your acting career?
The biggest risk? Oh, gosh. I feel like I've taken so many risks. I don't know what the biggest one is, but some risks are just walking up to that person who you're scared to walk up to and saying hi, or asking for a job, sending that email and saying, hey, who are you? Hey, hi, I'm Erin Michelle Soto. Nice to meet you. Can I have this? Like, having that vulnerability of sending out that email that you're scared to say, or reaching out to that agent or manager or something and asking for what you want. I feel like that's been a huge risk. And you can like reaching out like over and over. And that's how I've been able to manage to get to where I'm at.
I know that you were doing some producing during the pandemic and you got like 30 episodes completed that were a minute long.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually got hired by this company named Rizzle, and they reached out to me the first week and they said, "Hey, can you put together this 30 clip episode and write it and create it?" I had something like 2 weeks to create it and produce it. And then I had to get it out there and release it in another 2 weeks. And it was really challenging to do 30. I didn't realize how hard that would be. And because I had to edit it, but it was all in vertical format. And you can't edit sound in vertical format. And we're in pandemic. So I couldn't get help from anyone else, really. I didn't have a whole lot of people to work with or get help with, like light, sound, this, that. So, yeah, but I have 180,000 people who viewed it so far. So it's pretty good.
Oh, that is awesome. What was the budget on it to do it? Or was there no budget?
There was no budget. It was probably like $10.
And so what'd you feed yourself for craft service?
I probably fed myself Sun Cafe.
So you also have won some film awards. Tell us about those.
Lifeless. I've best acting duo. I've won, I think, three best acting duo for Lifeless during the pandemic, which has been amazing. We shot that right beforehand.
What's the premise of the show?
It's actually really dark, but it's about suicide and the contemplation of it, but it all has to deal with like social media and stuff like that. It multiple things and what pushes you towards it and the unsatisfaction of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Shirley and Shelley, that was also awesome. It's about two girls figuring out life and making a lot of mistakes in the process. And so that's a much lighter topic. And that was a comedy. The other one was a drama, obviously. And this project was unanticipated in terms of how it would piece together and that it would turn into something, I guess, on the scale that it did. Even though it appears to be a very tiny project to other people, it kind of just started out as some scenes and we were just going to turn it into something small, and it just kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and people ended up really liking it and hopping on board. And the next thing I know is it went to a festival and we ended up winning a bunch of awards. I got best actress over there, and ended up being like best web series and best writing, which was amazing. Some people had wanted to turn it into a season two on can't remember what platform. It was another online platform. But it wasn't my path at the moment. Studio City picked up. It was just a lot of work being put into it. So I had to make some choices.
You have a London agent. The agent is also a friend of mine, Miles Anthony. What was the motivation to get a London agent?
Miles Anthony and Associates. Yeah, so right as pandemic started, I had had this thought in my head, like, I want to expand. I want to grow. I believe that there's more projects to be had, not just in the United States, but in other locations. And I see there's all these projects being filmed, not just here, but overseas. There's amazing projects being filmed overseas. And I love the idea of doing some of those projects. And I put out into the universe, okay, if something like that comes up, I'll let it come in. And Miles had pressed, had somehow added me on Instagram or pressed a like or something like that. And that was just something to me saying the universe back, yeah, okay. And so then I pressed a like back, and then we just kind of added each other. And then I decided to send an email saying, hey, you know, and it just kind of ended up working out. And I was like, you know what, this is right. I don't know what the timing is with coronavirus, but I just know that, you know, this agency just feels amazing. And I'm so right, because I love the agency. I love, you know, where I feel like there's some really awesome things going on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the fact that, first of all, that Miles is great and the whole agency and the crew over there. But a lot of projects are expanding into, you know, into Portugal, into Spain. There's a TV series being shot down there. And then there's in Germany and quite a few things being shot in London. And they're looking at U.S. actors for these. And so by having the London agent, you actually go to the top of the pool versus them reaching out here and having to be put on tape with a secondary casting director. You got the real enchilada who's casting it, you know, in Europe. So very, very smart on that end of it. So anything else in the works coming up for 2021 already?
I do. I was cast in a movie called Inside the Butterfly. And that is in pre-production. I mean, COVID, mm-hmm. You know, you can't really, it's COVID pending. But anyways, that is happening. And I'm really excited. There are meetings going on and some other pretty awesome people who should be coming on board. So there's, you know, fingers crossed with everything, but I can at least announce it that it's there, you know, given that the universe and everything allows.
So where can people find you on social media?
Yes, please find me everywhere at Erin Michelle Soto. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, ErinMichelSoto.
Fantastic. Appreciate you being on the show today, and best of luck in 2021.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the School of Hollywood. Please follow us on Instagram at School of Hollywood and subscribe so you can hear our next episode. I'm Steve Owens. Until next time, continue to follow your dreams and look to the stars for your success.